Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. Each episode is packed with quick tips. They're super short, and at the end, we have some fun. Let's jump into it, and thanks for being here. We are back for Do This, Not That podcast presented by Marigold, and I wanted to share two new big things going on, one on Instagram and one on LinkedIn that are pretty significant in terms of having an impact on engagement and performance and all the stuff. And sometimes we don't really pay attention to some of these new rollouts, but these actually have a huge impact. So I want to rip through them really fast. So first, let's talk about the Instagram one. In the last few weeks, a big change is that Instagram is now fully searchable. What does that actually mean? That means when you go to Google now and you search for anything, new restaurants in the Miami area, what comes up now in many cases is Instagram posts along with everything else that they want to show you. But Instagram posts, I'll actually show you the images of these Instagram posts, and you can now click through to the Instagram posts and you don't need to log into Instagram. You don't even need to have an account on Instagram. It's basically making social content, right, part of the searchable internet. Now, if you're not optimizing your Instagram posts thinking this way, then you are going to be leaving all the traffic on the table, because this is where it's all headed. As a matter of fact, Hootsuite came out with some data about this new change, and posts that are optimized for this Instagram search using keywords and all this stuff, they're seeing a 30% higher engagement rate, those posts that are optimized. So basically, Instagram is getting indexed by Google, and that means your posts, your reels, your carousels, now they could show up in Google search. And Google confirmed this. This is not like, oh, somebody found it out there. This is actually real. So for the first time ever, your social content is basically search content. So what does this mean? What do you need to do? So now when you post things, you can't just have captions in your posts on Instagram that are like a vibe. Okay, you can't just have them be a vibe. Like, if instead of saying, you know, you post something, you go Sunday scaries with emojis. No, you need to have it say something like, here's how I manage Sunday anxiety and reset for the week. Three steps that actually work. You want to be thinking, whether it's for your company page posts or your personal brand posts, you want to be thinking about searchable keywords in that first line of your caption, because that is what Google is looking for. So instead of weekend vibes, it would be best brunch spot in Fort Lauderdale. Here's what to order at whatever cafe. The formats that are working the best are very simple, similar to the other like listicle formats you see on other platforms. So things like how to solve this problem in this location, or you mentioned your niche, you know, whatever it is, your niche tips for your audience. Okay. And you want to always, this is really important, always tag the location. Even if your post doesn't even really have a location, it's just a generic area that you're in, Google favors posts big time in their search that have any kind of geo data and certainly any type of keyword data. So how-tos, tips, lists, these are the posts that are ranking better with the Google search on all the Instagram stuff that's going on out there. And you may be saying to yourself, I don't want to do that. That's not what my Instagram's all about. This is where it's headed though. Instagram is becoming part of the searchable internet. And if you're not playing the game, your content is going to be left behind. And this just happened in the last few weeks. So this is a big one. The other big one is happening on LinkedIn. And everyone's going to sleep on this. Every time you connect with somebody on LinkedIn, whatever, you get another notification that says, hey, do you want to subscribe to whatever from that same person? And you're always like, oh, I don't want to subscribe to that thing. Why would I want to subscribe to that thing? But here's why that's happening. So LinkedIn newsletters, this is when I lose half of you, but you should really dial in on this. Starting a LinkedIn newsletter is the biggest no-brainer of all time. And there's a big shift that LinkedIn just announced that makes it even more important. Why do you want to have a LinkedIn newsletter? And a LinkedIn newsletter is not the same thing as just posting long articles on LinkedIn. It's actually having a newsletter as part of your feed. And the reason you want to do it, before I get to the big change, is that when you launch a LinkedIn newsletter, first of all, you already have the content. You already put out your other newsletters, your company. You do this on your company page. You do this on your personal page. You already have the content, okay? And there's no newsletter police. Your newsletter could be 100 words, 500 words. It doesn't matter. but there's a reason you want to start a LinkedIn newsletter, even if you don't publish it weekly, it doesn't matter. The reason you want to start a LinkedIn newsletter, even if you don't have a huge following, blah, 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 who cares? Okay, when you publish your first LinkedIn newsletter on LinkedIn, okay, and it's really easy. It's like you do a post, but instead of a post, you change it to a newsletter, okay? And when you do this, you hit publish on that first post. What happens is every single person that follows your page, your company page, your personal page, or is connected with you, every single person gets a notification saying, hey, do you want to subscribe to this thing? It is the only thing in social media that beats the algorithm because it goes to every single person that follows you or is connected with you or your company page. It says, hey, do you want to subscribe to this thing? Okay, now, great, you put it out there. Believe it or not, on average, and this is pretty wild, on average, about 20 to 30% of your following is going to subscribe to your LinkedIn newsletter in the first 30 days. That's awesome. Now, here's the game changer. First off, these LinkedIn newsletters do really, really well. Every time you publish a LinkedIn newsletter, it gets about a 30 to 40% open rate and it gets sent out via email and you don't have to do anything. It costs you no money. Okay, this is a no-brainer. You already have the content. I don't know why you're not doing this. But the kicker is, okay, every time you connect with somebody, every time you get a new follower, they get asked, do they want to subscribe to your newsletter? And this thing allows your newsletter to grow over time without you doing anything. If you never published another newsletter after that first one, okay, and you didn't publish it for a year, it doesn't matter. It's going to be asking people if they want to subscribe every single time you connect automatically. And then when you are ready a year from now, you're going to have a newsletter that has a zillion subscribers on it. I did this and it worked so well for me. You need to go down this path. And if this is totally confusing, just go to ChatGPT and say, how do I start my LinkedIn newsletter? And I don't care if you're not big on LinkedIn. This is huge. Now, what changed? What's the new thing? The new thing in the last 2 to 3 weeks is that when you publish your LinkedIn newsletter, you can have a static image as the thing that people see in their feed. Because when you publish a newsletter, it also goes into everyone's LinkedIn feed. But the change now is LinkedIn is now allowing you to post a video as the primary image thing on your newsletter. They're allowing you to have a video. So when you publish your newsletter, there can be a 5-minute video, 3-minute video, it doesn't matter. A video about whatever as part of your newsletter. And the reason they're doing this is they're heavily circulating anything with video. They're doubling down on newsletters because it works, right? So I would go deep on LinkedIn newsletters. And the most important thing about your LinkedIn newsletter, if you do one, what you name it is critical. You can't just name it what you want to name it because the way that it shows up in people's notifications, the only thing that really shows up that they could see is like the first 2 to 3 words. And the first 2 to 3 words of the name of your newsletter has to be incredible. Like I think mine is something like email tips, and then I blah, blah, blah. You might want it to be something like quick wins, blah, blah, blah. It can't be something generic, vague, and boring because people won't subscribe. The first 2 words of the name of your newsletter have to be the ultimate hook. So I would go deep on this. It's working really, really well. There's been a 10x increase over the last year of the number of people creating these newsletters, and there's a reason. It's the only thing that beats the algorithm. I am telling you, this is worth 5 minutes of doing this. So let's get into the ridiculous portion of this episode, since you didn't ask. So as I am recording this right now, I'm in the middle of my guys trip, and we do this every year, and I will be reporting back fully on how it all went down. We're in Vegas, and I'm struggling, but here I am. I'm getting through it because I don't know. But, you know, I go away with 6 of my guy friends every year, and we try to do this. We've been doing this forever. But some of my friends now annoy me. Hopefully they don't listen to this, but they actually annoy me. So one of my friends at dinner last night, he goes, you know what? I deleted my social media. And I don't even have Instagram anymore. And I'm like, what? Who cares? You're a nerd. And then he said, I just prefer to be present. I'm like, okay. Great, you do you. And then he went on a rant of saying why we should all delete our social media and it's a brain rot and all this stuff. And that may be true, okay? But that's your decision, dude. I do not like, I don't like people tell me what to do, whatever. Who cares that you deleted your social media? You're a nerd. I don't know what your problem is. Anyway, but the other thing, by the way, and this dude, I don't know. I may not talk to him for like 2 months after all this, even though he's my buddy. The other thing is he's a clown, and here's why he's a clown. And I hope he doesn't listen. So we're all texting. You know, we're not together. We weren't together. We're all over the place at this hotel. And we're all texting about dinner. We're trying to figure out where we're going to go to dinner. Okay. And he goes, all right. He's the one who started the text chain. He sends out the text to everybody. We weren't even texting yet. He sends out a text to everybody. He goes, hey, guys, where do you think we should go for dinner tonight? All right. And then we all start chiming in. But then he doesn't text for 20 minutes after he opened up the discussion. 20 minutes went by. I was like writing. I'm like, where are you, dude? What's going on here? And this is what he does. Do you ever deal with people like this? They open up a text discussion. They ask you a question. You reply. And then they don't respond for like 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour. Is there some sort of etiquette that like, if you start the texting, you have to stay in it? You can't bail on it in the first 10 seconds. I don't know why that really drives me up a wall. Anyway, I'll be reporting back next week on how the guys' trip went. So far, everybody's annoying me, but that's just me. I promise I think I'll have fun before this is all said and done. And you all rock, and catch you later. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.